Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, as you may have been hearing in the news this morning, police in London's bustling nightclub and theater district have defused a bomb that could have killed hundreds of people after an ambulance crew spotted smoke coming from a Mercedes filled with a lethal mix, as it turns out, of gasoline, propane, and nails, according to the authorities. That bomb was near Piccadilly Circus, if you know London. It was powerful enough to have caused, quote, significant injury or loss of life, unquote, possibly killing hundreds, according to British anti-terror police chief Peter Clark. There was also a second vehicle that apparently is under suspicion right now and is being checked out. This has prompted a response in New York. Mayor Bloomberg, a few minutes ago on his WABC radio show, talking about what this city is going to do in response.
We will have our police officer give us a full report because you want to know what happened, what techniques, if there were techniques that somebody was using, and make sure that we are prepared. And we'll take a little bit of extra precaution, although, you know, we have a lot of police officers on the road anyways.
Mayor Bloomberg's statement a short time ago. And joining me now is Emily Venkat, London correspondent for Newsweek. Emily, thank you very much for coming on with us in the middle of all this. Hello from New York.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
I'm seeing on the AP that Sky News, citing unnamed sources, says authorities saw a man fiddling with a cell phone near that Mercedes and believe he may have been trying to detonate the device with the phone. Do you have any idea whether they actually got that close to setting this thing off?
So far, the police are being completely tight-lipped about any potential suspects they have. Even the way that the device was supposed to be detonated hasn't become clear, whether it was a remote device or something, a suicide bombing within the car or a timer. So I can't confirm the mobile phone connection.
This now coming from Washington, where the U.S. government is urging Americans to be vigilant about suspicious activity because British police defused that bomb in central London, but U.S. officials are saying they saw no potential terrorist threat in the United States right now or anything specific ahead of next week's 4th of July holiday. Emily, in London, do you think that this has to do with a kind of greeting to Gordon Brown as he takes over as prime minister, or would that just be sheer speculation?
I mean, there's been a lot of speculation about that today. Obviously, Gordon Brown came to power yesterday, so the timing for him is terrible. But it's really unclear who's done this. The police right now are simply saying that it's even too early for them to speculate. From what's happening, it's pretty clear that this is probably not, for instance, the IRA. I mean, there are some strong similarities to previous Al-Qaeda or related terrorism. The device found within the car is supposedly similar to the devices that are used in Baghdad right now. Similarly, it resonates with other plots that have taken place, that have been planned to take place in London, including one group of men was convicted just a few months ago of planning to blow up a nightclub somewhere in Britain using a fertilizer bomb.
And certainly one will suspect Al-Qaeda or groups inspired by Al-Qaeda, but the AP is saying police also investigating the possibility that the planned attack could have been criminal in nature. What's the mood in the city right now?
It's very laid back. I mean, you speak to anyone, and people in London are kind of used to this for a number of years. Obviously, for the last for decades, they've been used to the IRA bombings, and then in 2005, of course, there was the tragic July 7th bombings, and since then, there have been a number of foiled attempts. And so, this is kind of everyone's very much taking it in their stride.
And what about disruptions? Are there disruptions in mass transit or on the roads or anything else as police try to figure out if there's anything else that they're looking for?
There are some pretty significant disruptions in Park Lane right now, as you mentioned in your overview. After the foiled plot this morning, of course, all of Piccadilly was closed off, and about an hour and a half ago, Park Lane, which is a major car thoroughfare right bordering Hyde Park, a 200-meter radius around it was closed off because there's a suspicious car in an underground car park. In addition to that, at least two tube stations, underground transit stations, are also closed. But again, everyone is still getting around. Everyone's getting home from work.
So the second vehicle that you referred to in central London, is that the same one that I'm looking at right now referred to on the AP, a suspicious vehicle on Park Lane on the eastern edge of Hyde Park?
That is exactly it, and it is understood to be in an underground car park there. It hasn't been, the police aren't saying anything else other than that.
Not anything about whether there are actually explosives in that vehicle as well?
Not about whether there are explosives, although obviously that's what everyone is guessing they're worried about. And they're also not saying whether that has any direct link to the car bomb found this morning.
And again, as we heard earlier from New York City officials, the mayor has strengthened the already tight security here as a precaution, putting additional police in Times Square and in the mass transit system. Mayor Michael Bloomberg saying, we're going to ramp up a little bit, but nothing dramatic. We'll take a little bit of extra precaution. Some of you will notice, some of you won't, but we have to be cognizant. Now, in Britain, Emily, the terror threat level is what they call severe, meaning a terrorist attack is highly likely. But that's been the threat level since last August, hasn't it?
That's exactly right. Like in New York, in London, the police have stepped up the visible reassurance on the street, so you are seeing more police officers around. But again, people aren't all that worried, it feels.
Is this a see something, say something situation? I gather this was reported by an ordinary individual.
It was actually reported the original.
Yeah, the original bomb, a car with the explosives.
The car with the explosives, it was parked outside of a nightclub called Tiger Tiger in Piccadilly Circus. And a totally unrelated incident, one of the members in the nightclub had gotten sick, and emergency services and an ambulance were called in. And those emergency services happened to spot through I guess a combination of luck and vigilance, the green metallic Mercedes, and they saw smoke inside. And so they reported that to the Metropolitan Police, who then acted and were able to defuse the bomb on scene manually. So it wasn't a sort of average individual. It was an official working for the ambulance service, but
still with sharp eyes for something that they weren't working on. Yes. Emily Venkat, London correspondent for Newsweek, thanks so much for coming on with us today.
Thank you.
Nuala McGovern produced this program with Jim Colgan, Priya George, Lisa Allison, and Nadia Zonis. And we had help today from Tomek Gross. That's Debbie Daughtry at the audio controls. Have a great weekend. Be careful out there. I'm Brian Lehrer.